Amen. All right. Once again, I ain't going to keep you long. Don't get too worried here. Matthew 16 and 18. Well, let me get a few above that. Praise God. Let's go all the way up to 13. I'll read fast. When Jesus came in the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am?" They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist." No, that's not right. Praise God. "Some say that thou art Elias." Sorry, wrong answer. Amen. "Some say that thou art Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Wrong. Hallelujah. "He saith unto them, Whom say ye that I am?" Here's the right answer. Praise God. All some right. Thought you was Elias. Some thought you was John the Baptist. Some thought you was a prophet raised from the dead. It was good guesses, but it wasn't the right answer. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ." Amen.
Right.
"The Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Amen. Here's where I want to take a text and preach for just a few minutes here. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Right.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be, amen, bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is a big message. I'm going to take a few minutes, amen, and get what's off my heart here real quick. Praise God. And I'd just like to talk to us a little bit. Amen. "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter,
yeah,
and upon this rock I'll build my church,
right,
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm going to talk to us just a moment about the church. Amen. You know, we're living in a dark hour. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're living in an hour where the common and the popular television stations, CBS and all them big-time stations such as that, they'd like to see the church fold and go under.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Oh, they paint pictures up that the church has lost its influence in America, and to some degree it has. Amen. They like to talk about how bad and how dark and how dreary the church is. But I come to tell us here for just a few moments that the church is still alive. Church, Brother Keith, is still real, and the church is still, amen, headed in the right direction. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, it's a dark hour, and men have tried to stop the church, but I come to tell you, there's no man can stop the church.
Right.
If they could have stopped the church, they'd have stopped it when it got started. Amen.
Right.
And I don't have time to preach it all out, but my text here today was the start of the church. It's the first time. Amen. Jesus said, "Upon this rock, Peter, I'm going to build my church." Amen. This was the start of the church. And shortly thereafter, men tried to shut down the church. Praise God. But what I'd like to leave you with, the harder that the church has fought, the greater the church grows. Amen. I love that scripture in the Old Testament, Brother Chuck, over there, that the Bible said that the more that they laid upon the children of Israel, amen, the more burdens and the greater that they, amen, laid upon them, and the harder that they fought against the children of Israel, the greater they grew, amen. And that's still true today.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I believe this. I've sort of preached this for the last year or two, probably even before COVID hit. I believe we're going to see some persecution in the church. Amen. The church has went smooth sailing for a long time. I tell you, you know how God brings revival? He persecutes the church. Amen. Great God in heaven. As long as people has it easy, as long as people don't have no need to pray, they won't pray. And I hate to say this right here, Brother Earl. Amen. But you take sinners, for instance. As long as sinners are having a good time and an easy life, they're satisfied to live in sin.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
That's right.
Amen. As long as the sinner's world is not falling apart, he's satisfied to live in sin. But it's when his world starts crumbling,
yeah,
it's when everything starts falling apart around him, that he finally realizes, I better call upon God. Amen.
Right.
I better call upon one that's able to help me. today. And I believe that we're right on the verge, amen, of revival. And you say, Brother Jason, I'm not sure about that. I tell you what brings revival is persecution. Amen. I tell you what brings revival is when they come against that church, Brother Tommy, and they tried to shut it down, and they killed them. They would tie ropes to their arms and their legs, and they would pull them apart with horses. Nero would set them on fire and use them as a nightlight in his gardens at night. And it looks as though that would settle the church down, but no, it pushed it even harder. I said the church spread even more to the fact that Paul said, I salute they that even in Caesar's household. I want you to listen to this. The most wicked man in all of the world, he killed his own brothers. If my memory serves me right, he even had his own mother killed because she was a threat to his authority and his power. That's a wicked man that would kill all of his family because he wanted authority and power. He was a wicked man. But in the house of the most wicked man upon all the earth was Christians living right in his house. Why? Because I come to tell us that gospel can penetrate to the vilest of places. Hey, amen. When total communism hit China back several years ago, I was praying hard in the waters a while ago. Got my voice scratchy.
Come on.
Amen. And Brother, pray for me. Old devil's fighting us right here tonight. Amen. We're going to push past the forces of hell.
Come on.
Hey, God. They said the church in China will never survive. Amen. Now the total communism iron curtain. Amen. Even right now it's hard. You can't hardly smuggle Bibles in China. They hold such a hard iron fist in that country. But did you know at the latest statistic that I read, there's millions of Christians in China. There's more Christians today in China than there ever has been. Brother Anthony, persecution, amen, it pushes Christianity. Hallelujah. I said the church in China. China is more prosperous today than it's ever been. Hey, amen. Sometimes we must suffer, but we must not sin. Jesus is the builder of the church. Jesus is the rock. And Jesus told Peter, said, Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Who was Jesus talking about? Well, the Catholics, amen, they call it Peter. They claim Peter was the first pope, and they think that it's Peter or some man that the church is built upon. Peter, Petros, amen, meant a loose stone or a pebble. Hey, great God, but that's not who Jesus was talking about.
Right.
Peter was a part of the church. He was a stone in the church. Amen, I can list out 50 preachers' names. Brother Don Rich, them old preachers, old Brother Jack Cole, them old time men of God. Great God, they were a stone. They were a Petros. Amen. Just like Peter was. They was a stone. Amen. They was a stone of the church. But Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Amen. This word refers to Petra. Not Petros such as Peter, but Petra, which meant, amen, a rock or a cliff. And it moved.
Right.
Amen. Stone. Jesus said, Peter, you can be moved. Hey, God, but I cannot be moved. Upon this rock, Jesus said, I'll build my church. Hey, what was he saying? He was proclaiming that he was the rock. Hey, I come to tell his church, he's the rock of ages. Great God in heaven, he has stood the test of time. Men have tried to tear down his name. I wish I'd have dug through my notes and found that little saying I love to read. You ain't got just an old peasant boy. Never had a home. Brother Tom, never had an education. Never traveled most more than 200 miles from the place he was born. But yet, he's the centerpiece of history.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I said he's the rock. I said he's the rock. And he said, upon that rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I said, he's the rock. I love that old story, Mother Effie. I either read it or heard it. That ship that capsized out in the ocean and several miles out. There was an particular guy that had happened upon a rock out in that ocean. Amen. And there was a couple little ledges there that he was able to dig in and put his feet and hold on to that rock. And the waves began to beat. And he thought, as long as I can hold to this rock, I'll be all right. Hours went by. Amen. A long time had went by. And finally, rescue workers came out and rescued that guy. And they interviewed him, Brother Keith. And they said, son, how did you hang on to the side of that rock for all them hours? Amen. How did you do it? He said, well, at the start, I was so afraid and I was so scared, amen, that I looked down and my legs was shaking, amen. But he said, I noticed this one thing. The more I shook, the more solid the rock was. And I realized that I'm not solid. I shake and move, but if I could hold to this rock, I could make it through this storm. I come to tell us here today, that's still true, Brother George. He's a rock. And if you hold to that rock, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Communists come. Amen. They can't tear the church down. Amen. The Roman soldiers, they took a hammer and three nails and tried to nail the church down, but they couldn't hold him. They put him in a tomb, amen, a borrowed tomb, rolled a big boulder across the face of that tomb, but I said it couldn't hold him. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. I said, hey, he got up on the third day, and the church is alive today. I said, the church is rolling on today. The church of Jesus Christ will be victorious and roll on until the coming of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is the builder of that church. If the devil could steal the throne, don't you know he would steal it? But he ain't able.
No.
Woo! I said, Jesus came out of that tomb. Great God in heaven. I love this part. Hey, amen. I got to cut a lot of this short here. Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Right.
Here's somebody to know.
Come on.
Hey, amen. In the Old Testament especially, you can look in Ruth. You can look in a lot of the Old Testament books. But in the gates of the city, Brother Daniel, most cities had a fortress or some type of protection around the city, and they had gates. And to get in and out of that city, you had to go through the gates. It was like town hall down here in Huntington. Amen. Glory to God. And it was where the business was taken care of.
Yeah.
It was where the administration happened at. It was the authority of that town the gates were. Amen. I love this. Jesus said, the gates of hell. What was he saying? All the authority that hell has. Everything without hell and the devil himself, he can't come against my church. I come to tell us it's a powerful force. I said the church of Jesus Christ, it's a powerful force. It's alive. It's rolling on. Thank God. It's not the atomic bomb. It's not the money of America that gives us their power. I said it's the church of Jesus Christ. And I love the church. I'll die for the church. I'll give my life for the church. I love the church of Jesus Christ. The gates of hell shall not prevail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Jesus. Yeah. Yes, sir.
My. You may not feel about the church like I do.
Come on.
I'm not a full-time preacher like a lot of these guys are running. And that's great. And I wish good in a lot of sense. I love going to meetings. The hour when Jason's got to work.
Come on.
And last week I worked about 30-some hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so I could run these kids to youth camp. And we did it a couple weeks ago to Richlands. Amen. And somebody said, why do you do all that? Well, first off, my kids like to do it. And them kids hit daddy right there.
Yeah.
Thank God. Woo! And second off, Brother Tommy, there ain't nothing like it. Amen. When you see your kids, amen, digging down there. They got a lot of people signing them up for football. A lot of people signing them up for majorettes and cheerleading.
Yeah.
I tell Brother Earl, what I want my kids signing up for is the church of Jesus Christ. Oh, I found out, Brother Tom, if I can get them in the church, if I can get them rooted and grounded in this church, Brother Daniel, the gates of hell can't prevail. Serving God 50 years, if time stands, because the gates of hell, it can't come against the church of the living God. It's powerful, it's real, and it's able to save your family today.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people ain't sold out on the church like I am.
Come on now.
Bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing no more important in all this world than what I'm preaching about right here tonight.
That's right. Right.
You sell everything else out, and you give your all to God, to church, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll prosper.
Amen. Right. Yes, you will.
I tell you what, I'm going to narrow it down even further than that.
Come on.
Amen. If you'd learn to be faithful to God, learn to be faithful to God's house, and live holy, you'll live a blessed life. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
All right.
You learn to put God first and God's house first.
Right.
Amen. Oh, Lord. My God in heaven. I tell you, it's just a beautiful sight. Amen. We was up here in Richlands, and I loved it. Amen. I can tell Brother Earl, Mike Roberts still runs thick in that place. Glory to God. When it come down time, they're taking up pledges. They start off $10,000. Travis Hackworth raised his hand. $10,000. Help me remember, Jonathan. Who else gave $10,000? Jonathan Roberts raised his hand. All these from Mike's church. Jonathan raised his hand. I don't know how many of them from Mike's. They got down about $5,000. What's his name? Keith? Is he the one that goes over Keith Coral? I mean, Mike Roberts' church gave $50,000 or $60,000 to that youth camp.
Right.
Them boys took off work. They could have made a lot of money, and they took off work, and they was there every day at that youth camp. I stepped back as just an outsider looking on, and I said, right here is why it's a prosperous church. Right here is why it's a prosperous camp. These boys are willing to put God first and God's house first, and their families are saved, and their children are saved. Hey, I come to challenge somebody in this house today. Put God first. Put his house first. Amen. Live holy. And God will bless your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Woo! So the gates of the cities where the business was taken care of.
Thank you, Lord.
I preached way longer than I thought it was.
Come on.
I didn't tell you, but don't worry. I know you're hungry. Just as soon as we say amen and dismiss this service, amen, we got hot pizza waiting on you next door.
Yes.
Jim Arnie's pizza. Woo! Don't worry, I ordered more this time. Pepperoni and bacon. Oh, pepperoni and sausage. Pepperoni. And some of you that's picky, just cheese. Glory. So don't worry. Hey, man, I'm going to let you out. It won't be long. You're going to have that juicy pizza right in your mouth. Hey.
Come on.
I feel the Holy Ghost right here.
Come on.
I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! Right here. Hey, man. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hey, man. Oh. I'm reminded of Samson. When Samson got the gates of that city on his back. Listen to this. I didn't know this either. Amen. But some commentators say that Samson got the, amen, thousands of pounds of gates on his back. Brother Daniel, he carried them. I didn't know this. Some say they feel like it was as far as 30 miles. And he carried him and set him up on top of the mountain. Hey, and all the men of the city couldn't carry him back. Hey, great God. Samson, one man, and may I say a mortal man, just a flesh and bone man, like me and you. He got the gates of the city and carried him 30 miles out of town and said, there, Philistines, do something about that. Hey, amen to Jesus said, amen, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell. If Samson can carry the gates 30 miles, hey, I come to tell us, Jesus can demolish the gates of hell. I said, Jesus can demolish the gates of hell. Hey, devil, you can't stop the church. Hey, sin, you can't stop the church. It's going to roll on.
You're right.
Can't stop.
Yes, sir.
I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Damn it, ain't. Atheist. Voltaire, you heard of old Voltaire?
Oh, yeah.
Voltaire said, 100 years after I died, he was a renowned atheist.
Yeah.
Spent his whole life trying to undermine the Bible and the church.
Wicked.
Yeah. Wicked man.
Yeah.
Very.
Voltaire said, Brother George, he spent his life tearing down the church and tearing down the Bible. Yeah. He said, within 100 years after my death, he said, there will not be a such thing as a Christian. It'll be a word of history. And he said, the only Bibles that there'll ever be, you might find one in a museum somewhere just to say, hey, people used to really believe this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
100 years, he said, after my death, there'll be no Bible and there'll be no church. There'll be no Christian. Amen. I'm about to feel like shouting. But did you know, Brother Daniel, that not even 100 years after the death of Voltaire, amen, I think it was, what was it, the American Bible Society, they purchased his home and they put a printing press in there, and they printed more Bibles than they'd ever printed up until then. I tell you, God's got a sense of humor, too.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I said, God's got a sense of humor, too. Voltaire said there'll not be a Bible in 100 years. And it wasn't very many years after he was dead and gone. God bought his house and put massive printing presses, and they stacked thousands in that big house. Hey, and in 100 years, nobody knows who Voltaire is, but hundreds of years later, the church is going strong. The Word of God is still alive. Amen. Stand with me in this house. I come to tell us the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Shall not.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Hey, I got to quit. I'm going to leave you at this. World War II happened. But Tommy, World War I, I like history. World War I was deadly. It was bloody for America.
Yeah.
America lost millions in World War I. I didn't know this, but George. But in the start of World War II, Hitler was taking the world over. Hitler nearly took the world over.
Yeah.
It was very close
yeah.
to you and me speaking German right now. So America stayed out of it for a long time, when really they should have got in way before we did. Hitler had nearly took over all of Europe. America said idly by, the world criticized and says, why is America just sitting? Amen. But our president said, World War I was so bloody, we don't want to get into this. We want to abstain from it at all possibilities. So them, as you know, the Japanese And they still had it in their hearts evil against America. And one of their big generals said they devised a plan to bomb Pearl Harbor,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
One of the higher-up generals said, this is a bad idea. They said, oh, no, if we can take all their ships out, and they nearly did.
That's right.
If we can take their ships, he said, they studied this, they strategized. They said their most powerful ships is in Pearl Harbor. And if we can take them out, they won't stand a chance.
Yeah.
And
yep.
they nearly did.
Yep.
But another general in Japan over there, high rank, he said, this is a terrible decision. He said, because you're going to, he said, well, here's, who was that general's word?
That's it.
He said, you're going to wake up the sleeping giant.
That's it. That's it.
You're going to wake up the sleeping giant.
Holy God. Holy.
And they did it. And they flew all them kamikazes over there, and they bombed Pearl Harbor, and they sunk nearly all of our fighter aircraft carriers.
Yep.
Besides a few. Amen. And we was crippled at the start. But on that day, America entered the war. Amen. And you know, they took them ships. I ain't got time to get in. You know, they took them ships and they began to melt them down and they began to make more. Amen. The women entered the force. The men went off the war. The women began to enter the force. The women began to make bullets and began to make weapons. And America, amen, united.
That's it.
Because of persecution.
Holy God.
It was just, several months into it. We finally started building our fleet up. We finally started getting our aircraft carriers back. And you know what happened? The sleeping giant woke up.
Sir.
And we went and cleaned house over all Europe.
Yes, God.
Amen. Set the world free once again. And the sleeping giant woke up.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
I come to tell us the church is asleep. The church of Jesus Christ. It's going to take something, Brother Roy, to wake the church up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. We've stepped back and let a woman take prayer out of school.
Yep.
Right.
We've stepped back and let them take prayer and pledge allegiance and Jesus Christ out of our schools and out of our courtrooms and the Ten Commandments off the wall. We've stepped back and went to sleep.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Something's going to wake the church up.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Listen.
While they begin to play and sing, I'm done. Priest Lauren, I'm kidding too. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I feel the Holy Ghost right here tonight, right here today. Lord, I feel like you burdened this on my heart. That's the only reason I pressed on through. I appreciate this, the church, the service. Appreciate the Spirit of God being poured out like you did in this house. But Lord, I want these people to realize right here in this house today how important the church is. On this rock, Peter, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Jesus Christ is at church. Come on. Who wants to get up here? Renew some commitments in your life. Renew some commitments in your life.